I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
The Touchdown Brothers are going nuts for this one. It's Cowboys-Eagles week. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts early this Sunday at 1, post-game after. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Get ready for the ultimate football experience. Kroger Game Day live at Texas Live. Watch all the college and pro action on a massive 100-foot screen. Grab your tickets now at texas-live.com. Text football to 22126 for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Texas Live. That's football to 22126.
All right, thank you very much, DJ. And yes, it is Friday fun time. As on, sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
On this relatively rainy, dreary Friday afternoon, we try to send you off into the weekend in proper form. And we are at Co. Wetzel's Riot Room over here in Fort Worth, off of 7th. Thanks to Coors Light for setting it up. And we got tickets to the TCU-Oklahoma State game to give away. And lots more fun over here. Okay, so the Eagles come to town on Sunday. And I was thinking about Philly and things from Philadelphia. And the one thing that makes me happier than any other thing that is Philadelphia-based. There are two things. One.
Cheesesteaks.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. Right?
Yes.
That will always be near the top, but it will never be at the top because of my relationship with what I'm going to tell you about right now. And that is my relationship with Rocky Balboa. Thank you. Thank you. So to welcome the Eagles to town, we have put together an all-time Rocky quiz. That
and
Dave,
your winner is Dave Lane.
No. See, I knew this was going in this direction.
I think you overrate my Rocky knowledge.
Well, that's why I've made a lot of these multiple choice. And so you're always going to have an answer. Okay? So, and I've limited this to just
the good movies?
Just the good Rockies. We've stopped.
So not Creed.
No. We don't have Creed. We don't have, like, Rocky 5, 6, 7, 10, whatever there is. We've eliminated all the things basically post-1990.
Oh, that's Creed?
And this is strictly the best of Rocky. Now, like I said, I know you guys aren't hardcore Rocky people. That's a gun you're putting to your head, Bob.
What?
It is. It is. But we all experienced Rocky in similar forms as children. We all went and saw him at the movies. We all stood up and cheered as Rocky decked the Russian and all that. Mm-hmm. We were all part of that that scene of our youth. So, Ham, as usual, I'm going to have you keep score as you are the ultimate scorekeeper. And you can't pass. Rocky, hang on. Bob, you get the first question.
Okay.
In this cut, you will hear Ivan Drago's wife.
You ask Drago's wife why she is afraid. Tell them, please.
I'm afraid for my husband's life. Oh. We have threats of violence everywhere. Oh. We are not in politics. All I want is for my husband to be safe, to be treated fairly. You call him a killer. He's a professional fighter, not a killer. You have this belief that you are better than us. You have this belief that this country is so very good and we are so very bad. You have this belief that you are so fair and we are so very cruel.
It's all lies and false propaganda.
What terrible actress played Ivan Drago's wife in Rocky IV?
Brigitte Nielsen.
Bingo.
Everyone knows that.
Well?
I want to know who wrote that dialogue.
God, jeez. Everyone thinks that you are so very, very good, and we are so very,
very, very,
very
bad.
Baseball has been very, very good.
Dave, Rocky's dog in Rocky 1 and 2. He didn't make it to Rocky 3 because he passed away. He was named after which NFL linebacker? A, the dog's name was Chuck, after Eagles great Chuck Bednarik. Lambert, after Steelers great Jack. Or Butkus, after Bears great Dick.
I mean, it's It's got to be Chuck, because we're in Philly.
Go ahead and play it.
I'd like to steal.
Okay, what do you think it is?
It's Butkus. Everybody knows that.
Hey, how's my buddy doing today? Yo, Butkus! Yo, Butkus!
I don't even remember him having a dog.
Bob, way to go.
Thank you.
You're killing it.
Thank you. I have seen these
movies. I didn't know that we were allowed to steal. So I could have just jumped in and said Brigitte Nielsen.
Well, no, because he got it right. You have to wait till you get it wrong.
I don't think you know how steel works.
What game shows are. Okay, Bob, what did Apollo say was missing in Rocky when Rocky lost to Clubber Lang? What vibe was missing? What was he missing that he then regained in Rocky III? No, that's not a guess.
I'm waiting for the multiple choice. I don't feel like it's...
There is no multiple choice in this one. It's literally the theme of the movie.
Then it's probably wrong, but I feel like something corny like Heart of the Champion.
Okay. Dave, would you like to steal beforehand?
Eye of the Tiger?
Let's hear.
We held the greatest title in the whole world, Dave. You lost that fight, Rock, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right. I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man. And now you've got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean?
Very good, Dave. Yeah, eye of the bat boo on Bob.
No, that's a bad miss
God,
by me.
I mean, that's just
you know
terrible.
What? Hand in the air.
Kind of embarrassing.
I accept the foul.
Apollo Creed in Rocky IV, as he's at his press conference about to fight the big Russian, Ivan Drago. Apollo quotes that he has retired more men than what? A, heart attacks. B, Social Security. C, cancer.
D, AIDS.
No, AIDS was not that popular then, Dave.
Popular.
Yes. Definitely wasn't. Definitely wasn't a punchline back then.
Social Security, heart attacks, or cancer? What did Apollo say to the Russian? I believe this is you, Dave.
Because I stole the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Social Security?
Let's hear it.
You don't really think you're going to whip me, do you?
That's right. You didn't come here to lose.
Well, you hold on, little lady. You hold on. Because lose and lose royally, he's going to do.
How can you be so sure?
Well, I've been with the best. And I beat the best. I've retired more men than Social Security.
Excuse me.
Social Security.
Bingo. Bingo. 2-2. Way to go, Dave. Nice
Thank
comeback.
You.
Bob, let's go to you. As Rocky is receiving his iconic statue in Philadelphia, which still stands today representing the wonderful city, how does Clubber Lang, a.k.a. Mr. T, address Rocky's wife to really set him off? Does he say, A, hey, sexy girl? Does he say, B, hey, woman? Or C, hey, hot stuff?
Bitch.
What sets Rocky off? Sexy girl, woman, or hot stuff?
I feel like Mr. T would say woman.
Okay, let's hear.
I don't care what your rank. You don't get no shot, and I mean that.
I'm glad you people are seeing this.
What are you doing? I want to fight this guy.
Well, you got him. You'll fight him without me.
What are you saying?
It's finished. Yes, I'm finished. I don't want no more of it. I don't want no more. You understand?
None of it. My determination.
It's over with.
But judge about my fighting record. Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what. Bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
You want you get?
Ah, yes.
Oh, now, baby.
Yeah, that sent Rocky into... And then he got up and started.
This ain't the only mohawk on my body.
God, Mr. T was so scary, though. He was such a badass.
Dr. Frankenstein pulled the lever and shot electricity.
All right. Ham, what is the score?
3-2, Bob.
That's right. Dave, in Rocky III, when Rocky fights Hulk Hogan, Thunderlips, Hulk refers to himself as the ultimate male, or Thunderlips refers to himself as the ultimate male, and he refers to Rocky as the ultimate what? Is it greaseball, meatball, or sleazeball?
Ooh. Oh, man. Grease or meat? Grease or meat?
You got this.
I'm going to go with grease.
Okay.
To all my love slaves out there, Thunderlips is here in the flesh, baby.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
Oh, damn it, Dave. Meatball.
He is a monster.
Meatball. We're continuing our Rocky quiz, welcoming in the Philadelphia Eagles and Bob. In Rocky II, Mickey makes Rocky chase a chicken to increase his speed. What does Rocky say after he can't catch the chicken? That it makes him feel like A, a Kentucky Fried idiot, B, a chicken fried dummy, or C, a Kentucky Fried failure?
Wow.
Kentucky Fried idiot, chicken fried dummy, or Kentucky Fried failure?
I'm going to say Kentucky Fried idiot.
Okay.
But not with a lot of confidence.
All right.
Get him, get him, get him. Come on, what's the matter with you? Get him. Pick him up. Pick him up. Put him down. Move your tail. Move your tail. You look like a girl out there. What's the matter with you?
Feel like a Kentucky Fried idiot.
No! Killing it over here, aren't you?
Wow.
Man. I'm in that zone right now.
Okay, let's skip to number 10 here, Pam and DJ. What
Sultan?
What famous sportscaster did a piece on Apollo Creed in Rocky II? Was it A, Howard Cosell, B, Frank Gifford, C, Brent Musburger?
Oh, man.
Rocky II, which famous sportscaster did a piece?
They couldn't have gotten Cosell. There's no way.
Okay. What do they want? Well, you're down to two.
Well, I don't know. Based on your reaction, maybe it was Cosell.
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's go with Musburger.
Okay.
I was down at Apollo Creed's Palatial Gym, and as usual, the world champion was not at a loss for words about Rocky Balboa.
Look, I know a lot of people out there want to see me in a rematch.
It was indeed not only Brent Musburger. Brent said, I got hired for the job and I thought I was going to be there all day. They said, just improvise whatever you want to say. So he wrote something out, memorized it in like 5 minutes. They did one take and Stallone goes, okay, thank you. That was great. One take for Musburger, like a whole like 2 minute sports cast.
Bro. He was silky.
Yeah. Bob.
Yes, sir.
When Rocky leaves for Russia to fight Drago in Rocky IV, this terrible song, Burning Heart, plays. What ridiculously awful 80s band sings this song? Yeah. Fight. Fight. Y'all remember this song?
Yeah.
I gotta hear the singer.
Two worlds collide, rival nations.
Bad lyrics. Now, Dave, if he gets this wrong and you can steal, we're tied.
Yes.
See, I get this tripped up every time because I feel like it's definitely Journey, but it's not. It's Survivor.
It is Survivor.
They were trying to recapture the magic.
They were. They were. All right, Dave.
Yes.
Rocky's theme, which of course is Rocky's theme, the famous song, you can play it here, from Bill Conti, the Academy Award nominated song, the number one billboards. It went to straight to number one on the Billboard charts. This is on the radio. It can be heard every single time before this Philly sports team starts their game. Is it the Eagles, the Sixers, the Flyers, or the Phillies? Right before the game, every single time.
It's got to be the Eagles. They show the statue and everything.
It is the Philadelphia Eagles.
It is definitely the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well done. Bob Sturm 5, Dave Lane 4.
Yeah, that's steal.
G-G.
Which is kind of BS because the multiple choices you can't steal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess the refs.
The refs.
Did you ever think you would win a Rocky quiz?
Man, I'm so honored. It's really making me reconsider my view on the Rocky franchise.
I totally agree. Well, if the Eagles are in town, that was your treat. I'm welcoming you into Dallas, and that was so you can feel at home.